हुआ इन दिनों ये मागने दोग नींसा नाबेक मीनवा की पियाशे गीवे यान जी तशिंदमान के दिनों ये विने नान जना पेगिश विवि दुखागु ये को ओए वा तशिंदमान जी ओ जी पोई मोतादी ये के मा इंदाइक एं दसुगीशिक So this here is Nabek, and I'm back again to talk about some Ojibwe language, Anishinaabe Moin, if you will. And the whole point is to get all of you to use a little bit more language every day, at home, if we're in town, everywhere we go. So to really encourage all of you, when you're going through drive-through somewhere, rather than saying thank you, how about let's try mi guich? Most people around in this area, they know what mi guich means. So, and then when we're greeting each other using anin, or if you're a bonjour, use bonjour. That really helps a lot when our children hear us using the language that we know. So do those simple things. Use the phrases that you already know. And if everybody is doing that, we'll be more and more presence of our language in our communities. And it's just going to make it stronger and stronger. So zungate ik, be brave and use what you know. So I'm going to add on to what you know, hopefully. And in recent times, my recent shows, I've been talking about different word parts that you hear when someone is speaking, and my whole point here is to help you understand what you're hearing a little bit more. So today we're going to talk about gigatishindamino gij. So words that begin or phrases that contain gij. And anytime, or I should say many times, when we're hearing gij, we're talking about something that is finishing up, or is being finished, or is done, that kind of idea. So again, when you're hearing this chunk of phrase, many times it can be understood as something is finishing up. So the first word chunk or phrase chunk that I'll tell you is gijendam. Gijendam. And when somebody's gijendang, they have decided or they're finished considering something, like you made up your mind, that kind of idea. Engijendam, I have made up my mind. Engijendam. Or gijendam inna. Are you decided about that? Did you make up your mind? Are you finished thinking about it? Gijendam inna. Or if you're talking about him or her, Gijendam, you would say. Gijendam ninabe. My husband is done considering that and has his mind made up. Or niwil, my wife. Gijendam niwil. Okay? And there's gij. Gij is talking about finishing something, and many words that have endam are talking about feelings and thoughts. So when you gijendam, you're finished talking about, or you're finished thinking about something. So if you want to talk about just something in general, an activity that's finished, we could say gijita. Gijita. He is finished, or she is finished. Gijita. Or if you're saying, I'm done. Ingijita. I am finished with something. And a lot of times I hear this being used when someone's getting ready to leave. And they would ask somebody, Gigijitana. Gigijitana. And like you're asking them, are you finished? But what we really are saying is, are you finished preparing to leave? Gigijitana. Okay. So you could really translate the saying, are you ready? But if we translate it that way, then we're kind of misleading ourselves about the nature of the word giji. In this case, gij, talking about finishing something, the activity of getting ready to leave, I suppose, gijita. Okay? But it's also being done with an activity. something that someone perhaps has been busy with for a little while. Aha, gijita. Okay, she is finished with whatever. So far, so good. So we have gijendam, to be finished thinking about something or have decided or made up your mind. We have gijita, which is to be finished with an activity of some sort. Okay, both of them have gij. Both of them are talking about something being finished. And I mean, this happens, and there are so many words. You know, there are literally hundreds of words that have this this gij part in there. Here's another one. Gijabide. Gijabide. So now we're talking about perhaps a little baby who has finished making teeth, has a full set of teeth. Gijabide. Gijabide. Okay, so we're talking about their bit, their teeth. Gijabide. He or she is finished, has a full set of teeth. Finished growing teeth, I suppose you could say. So again, we have gij. Gijendam, to be decided about something. Gijita, to be finished with something. And gijabide, to have a full set of teeth or finished growing teeth. You hear that? Finish, 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 be done. Gij. Here's another one. Gijitun. Gijitun. When you gijitun, you are finished making something. Okay? Gijitun. O gijitun o dabanes. So he's finished making the little car. Or what if he's making a toy car or something? Gijitun. And so this can be used in anything that is being created, like being put in a certain way. Gijitun iu. Masnibigan, the drawing. Okay. Gijitun. I'm finished making it. Yes, 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 I know. There's gijibian. Gijibian, I'm done drawing it. But we're just using gijitun right now. Okay, give me a break. Come on now. But anyways, that's gij. There's a few words now that we're starting to get used to. When we hear gij, something's being finished up or wrapped up, or however you want to say it. Gijendam, to be decided about something. Gijita, to be done with an activity of some sort. Gijabide, to be done making teeth. And gijitun, you're done making something. Okay? So, and again, you know, when we have opportunities to listen to speakers, whether that's, you know, on a recording or on a show, or you're at the powwow and they're giving a talk, you know, it's really, really important that we spend a little, just take the time, folks, to listen to this very important language that we have, because without it, we are less than we could be. And we'll understand our hearts a little bit less without our language. That doesn't mean that we cease being Anishinaabe people if we don't have our language. We'll never cease being Anishinaabe people. But we are less aware of what that is without our language. Our language enhances that understanding of our relationship to the world around us and the people around us. So don't tune out. You know, one of the things, you know, the simple times when I'm being asked to talk for tobacco, you know, you'll give a talk or whatever, and people just kind of shut down. They're not listening. They, you know, start checking their phone or whatever. And they're just waiting for that to be over with. And what happens when we do that is we miss an opportunity to exercise some of the things that we want to learn. And it's my belief that all of us, we want to learn this language. We have to condition ourselves to pay attention when we have an opportunity to hear it, especially when we're around our first speakers. So today, when we hear gij, that's connected to phrases, it can be often understood as something's finishing up. So we learned a bunch of words. Gijendam, gijitun, Gijita Gijabide. Okay? You remember what those mean? Na nagato in the muk. Think about it. Mi kwe chapichibis in dawyek. Mi wa al nabik. Mi iu.